Chapter 5. Then I raised my eyes again and saw, and look, a flying scroll. So he said to me, "What are you seeing?" In turn I said, "I am seeing a flying scroll, the length of which is 20 cubits and the breadth of which is 10 cubits. Then he said to me, "This is the curse that is going forth over the surface of all the earth, because everyone that is stealing, according to it on this side, has gone free of punishment, and everyone making a sworn oath, according to it on that side, has gone free of punishment. I have caused it to go forth," is the utterance of Jehovah of armies, "and it must enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of the one making a sworn oath in my name falsely, and it must lodge in the midst of his house, and exterminate it, and its timbers, and its stones." Then the angel who was speaking with me went forth and said to me, "Raise your eyes, please, and see what this is that is going forth." So I said, "What is it?" In turn he said, "This is the ephah measure that is going forth." And he went on to say, "This is their aspect in all the earth. And look, the circular lid of lead was lifted up, and this is a certain woman sitting in the midst of the ephah." So he said, "This is wickedness." And he proceeded to throw her back into the midst of the ephah, after which he threw the lead weight upon its mouth. Then I raised my eyes and saw, and here there were two women coming forth, and wind was in their wings. And they had wings like the wings of the stork. And they gradually raised the ephah up between the earth and the heavens. So I said to the angel who was speaking with me, "Where are they taking the ephah?" In turn he said to me, "In order to build for her a house in the land of Shinar, and it must be firmly established, and she must be deposited there upon her proper place."